Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. Unless maybe you live where this guest works, New York City. Candace Taylor, reporter and editor covering luxury real estate for the Wall Street Journal. She went to school at Columbia University, and she's been on the program a few times. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Candace Taylor.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Thank you. You were last on October 2021, so not quite a year. And I actually have a quote from our last conversation, and I'll read that in a moment so you can update us on what's going on in the estate market. I know you guys like to use the term mansion. We don't use that term in Santa Barbara for some reason. But
because everything's a mansion in Santa Barbara?
No. It's just called estates. I think if it's would be called a mansion, I guess you would call it an estate here.
Oh, interesting.
So a short little detour. I was talking to my cousin Tricia in Atlanta, and they were selling the family home, and she used the term master on the main.
Ah.
And I had never heard that. And you are familiar with it?
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't run into that, Mark. I run into that a lot. It's very common with folks who, especially if they're planning to age in place, they want to have the master bedroom so that they don't have to climb stairs to get to it. So they want to have it on the main floor.
I understand. I see that when people are looking for a home, they might mention that, either an elevator or bedroom on the entry level. But apparently this master on the main is just something that's used when you list a house. If you have the master on the, first of all, we're kind of leaning in California to not even using the term master. It's primary.
Yeah, I was going to say that. We're doing that too everywhere. It's primary bedroom. Yep.
So, but master on the main sounds so lyrical. And another word? What do you say for primary on the plane? What are you going to do with that?
I know. It's not quite as good, is it? We'll have to figure that out. And then the real estate agents can use whatever we come up with in their copy. They'll have to thank us.
Right. Well, it's okay. We'll work on that. Age in place. I'm not planning on aging in place. I'm going to age someplace else.
You're not planning on aging at all?
No. I'm going to age someplace else. I'm just going to have to work on that one too. So Candace Taylor, working mansions across the country, tracking high-end homes. Last October, I believe this was a quote from you. U.S. housing market is losing some of its frenzy as more homes list for sale, an uptick in inventory. We didn't really see that here in Santa Barbara at the time. Especially at the high end is bringing a crazy seller's market back to earth. And that's what you said last year. And I want you to update that for us today. Here we are in July 2022.
Yeah. So last summer we were starting to see just the beginning of that, just things just becoming a little less crazy. And then we had another surge. I think we had Omicron, right? Is that what that one was called in last winter? So that kind of plateaued a little bit and things, things kept chugging along in the housing market with Omicron because, of course, whatever it is about COVID, it just seems to make people want to buy houses and bigger houses. Although whether it's actually COVID or if it's just was just low interest rates, who knows? But now we are really seeing a big change, as I'm sure you're seeing in Santa Barbara. Things are really slowing down now across the country. We're seeing with interest rates high, we're now seeing the U.S. housing market is cooling pretty rapidly, although prices are still pretty high in most places. And I'm curious what you're seeing in Santa Barbara, because sellers don't really want to accept the new reality. And so they're trying to avoid, reducing their prices as long as they can.
Right. And Candace Taylor is a reporter and editor covering luxury real estate for the Wall Street Journal. And when you make that comment about interest rates and fewer sales, but not seeing a drop, huge drop in price, are you talking about the market across all price points or anything in particular?
I think that's especially happening at the high end. I'm curious what you're seeing. But I think that's happening everywhere as far as I can tell. And you might have a better sense of that being on the ground with buyers and sellers.
I'm the man on the street, Candace.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'll answer that. And also, although I'm supposed to be the one asking the questions here, it was interesting how you just kind of, as an aside, a throwaway line, said, people were buying houses like crazy. And then you said, I don't know, it's because of COVID, of low interest rates. And then I was going to throw in the stock market being high. But someone just asked me that recently about, why has this been happening? I can explain it in Santa Barbara, because we were always kind of the Nordstrom Rack in terms of pricing compared to Northern California, parts of LA. And so suddenly we just jumped up in price exponentially. In 2020, the first 29 weeks of the year, the median price was $1.4 million. And Montecito was $3.3 million. And you want, talk about the high end.
Yeah, right.
And then it jumped in 2021. Montecito jumped from $3.3 million to $5 million. And overall, the South Coast jumped from $1.4 million to $2.1 million median price. And then we still jumped up in 2022 in Montecito from just over $5 million to $5.4 million. And overall, the South Coast just under $2.1 million to just under $2.3 million. So, but, are some of the really high-end houses maybe lingering a little longer? I haven't really taken an exact look on the days on market. Mm-hmm. But when I see the year-to-date median price of Montecito still, towering over last year, and I see, even when we look at Hope Ranch, which is a smaller area, fewer sales, it's over $6 million. And in 2021, it was $4.7 million. So, maybe the analogy is, it's like if you're in Arizona and it's 130 degrees and then it goes down to 110 degrees, it's still pretty hot.
Exactly. And I'm curious. It's interesting that you're not seeing this too much in Santa Barbara yet. It's sellers definitely do not want to reduce their prices. And that's part of why we're kind of seeing this slowdown everywhere, is that slowdown in the number of sales, because, people have seen that their home values go up and up and up everywhere, not just Santa Barbara. And they don't want to let go of that. They don't want to feel like they maybe overpaid. They're not going to be likely to reduce their prices. It's going to take a while for things to kind of readjust. And there are some factors at play here that we don't really know how they're going to resolve. Right? I mean, we don't know what's going to happen with interest rates. I think that's a big X factor, So we'll kind of have to see how that goes. And if prices do come down a little bit more, we may see, people start to buy at similar levels again. But I think we sort of got to a point where people were had kind of just had enough with prices going up, and they just sort of weren't willing to keep paying higher and higher prices.
My guest is the reporter and editor covering luxury real estate for the Wall Street Journal, Candace Taylor. Let me tell you the rest of the story, because I was focusing on the median price and how it's strong, but I didn't get to the numbers. And our local numbers reflect what you're saying as well. The number of sales are down a fair amount, 230 single family sales for the first 29 weeks of the year. Last year at this time, it was 272.
Wow.
But even that wasn't a big number, because the year before that, it was 490. Oh, no. I'm giving you wrong information. I'm looking at the inventory. I just gave you the gross inventory.
So inventory is still down a little bit.
Yes. The inventory is down. We have 174 listings to look at, although last year it was 132. So interesting, we're trying to sneak up a little on the inventory, a tad, but not, overall, historically still very low. So let me backpedal. Let me tell you, the year-to-date sales, 558, and last year, phenomenal, 792. For the first 29 weeks from Carpentaria, the whole South Coast. And 558,
right,
though, is better than 2020's 518, but lower,
right,
than, 595, 582. 2017 was 639. So definitely, we only have 56 single-family homes in escrow as of the 29th week of the year. Last year at this time, we had 140 in escrow.
Wow. Yeah. And, you mentioned the inventory. Right. We are seeing that start to just very slowly creep back up everywhere across the country. But it's going to take a while, because inventory got so depleted during this most recent surge that we saw, during the pandemic. And it's going to take a while for that to come back. It's still, it's just going to be very, very slow, because there are still a lot of home buyers out there. Looking for homes that maybe have been looking for homes all this time and haven't been able to find anything. In order for inventory to come back, we need more folks to put their homes on the market. We need some of the homes that are already on the market to actually sit there a little bit longer. We need some buyers to take longer to make up their minds. We kind of need all those things to happen. And then, of course, home building, which I think is sort of a different thing. I don't know if your numbers include, brand new homes being built or homes that are already on the market. I think that's sort of a different animal, and that also takes longer, right?
We don't have a whole lot of construction going on here in the South Coast.
Right. So it's a very interesting moment to be in, but the way I look at it is, it's sort of a glimmer of hope for buyers, right? Who have been, a lot of buyers have been so frustrated trying to get into this market and haven't been able to. And while prices are still very high, like I said in my story from last year, some of the frenzy is starting to calm down a little bit. So, interest rates might be going up a little bit, but hopefully prices will start to normalize and more buyers will hopefully be able to get into the market, or at least have a little bit of an easier time finding a house, right? It's been so impossible for so many people to find something, and hopefully that'll get a little bit easier for folks.
Hopefully. It's just been off the charts, and it's just so surreal. And like you said, a little bit more inventory, but still historically woefully low.
Right.
I look back on, we had almost, we had 460 listings in 2019, 2018, 400s, 300s, and then now 174. Really? I mean, it's like walking into a department store and seeing all the shelves bare.
Right. Yeah. So we really need that. We really need that to come back, which I think it will. I think it will. I feel like there was just this huge surge of buying all at once. It was like everybody in the country decided all at once. They all wanted to buy a house, or if they already had a house, they decided to buy a bigger house. It feels like that all happened all at once, and there just wasn't enough supply for that. So I think that things will rebalance. It's just gonna take a little while, and we're starting to see just the very beginning of that starting to happen now.
Now, of course, my guest is Candace Taylor, reporter, editor, covering luxury real estate for the Wall Street Journal. Now, of course, the high end, you know, they're not looking at interest rates, but they're looking at the stock market and seeing some money shrink. Mm-hmm. I have a list of what we talked about over the years. There was that interesting Tarpon Island.
Oh, yeah, in Miami Beach.
And we talked about that, and they were asking $120 million, $35 million more than it sold for in July of 2021. Do you know off the top of your head if that sold?
Oh, that's a great question. I've got to check in on that one. I don't think it's sold yet. And I do know, and I'm not sure, I'd be curious to hear if you're seeing this in Santa Barbara, but a lot of people now are backing out of contracts that they signed a few months ago because of, you know, the market kind of faltering now. So I wouldn't be surprised if maybe that was one where that happened there.
I was representing a buyer for Twitter, and he seems to be having cold feet.
Oh, you're Elon Musk's personal broker. That's impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I keep writing him. I haven't heard back from him yet, but, well, we see some price reductions, you know, because people threw in this high price, and if it didn't sell in 2 or 3 weeks, maybe the agreement with the seller was, okay, you try it, but if it doesn't sell, we got to reduce the price. Mm-hmm. Periodically still see price increases, periodically still seeing prices sell over asking, but maybe it was priced a little low to begin with. So it's a hit and miss, so far in Santa Barbara, but I think I agree with you, and I have read that, you know, no one's calling because all the economic conditions are so different from 08. You know what? Let's take a break. I want to talk about this Gilded Age Mansions of New York City.
Okay.
And you're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. My guest is Candace Taylor, reporter, editor covering luxury real estate for the Wall Street Journal. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.